Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait.
Hello, my name is Flo Stahl from Avon, Connecticut.
Hey, Flo, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
That's a great old-fashioned name. Is it short for anything? Short for Florence?
Yep, that's what it's short for.
I know, and do people just assume you're friendly and folksy and stuff like that?
Well, I hope so.
And is that annoying because you're really crabby and mean?
Well, I was, but after listening to you, I'm feeling very
there
folksy
you
and good-natured.
You have that effect. Well done. Flo, welcome to the show. Your job, of course, tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Flo's topic?
This is not a test. Oh, wait. Actually, it is.
We've read all about doping scandals in the Tour de France, Major League Baseball. Turns out athletes are not the only ones being monitored by their bosses. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about groups facing rigorous testing on the job. Choose that true story. You will win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yeah, I am. Okay.
All right, let's hear from Charlie Pierce first off.
The managers of the Tiefenthaler sausage plant in Walworth, Wisconsin, were being plagued by pilfering. So in an attempt to run the sausage thieves to ground, the bosses began including a substance in the sausage that, upon contact with the skin, will turn the skin a bright green. Workers at the plant were then required to present their hands for inspection upon entering and leaving every day. "We were at our wits' end," said Frank Dybeck, the plant's director of security. "This was our last resort." The company hastened to assure its customers that the anti-theft substance had a short shelf life and was fully deactivated by cooking the sausage. "Nobody's going to get green at the gills if they eat our product," said Dybeck, "unless they eat too much of it."
A sausage company in Wisconsin trying to catch thieves green-handed. Your next story of employees under scrutiny comes from Roxanne Roberts.
"Hey, you, smile. And not some beauty queen fake smile, but a real you-light-up-my-life smile. More than 500 employees at Japan's Kihin Electric Express Railway are now subjected to daily face scans by their smile police. The software, developed by Japanese company Omron, analyzes smiles based on lip curves, eye movements, and wrinkles, and then rates them on a scale of 0 to 100. A below-par grin receives a smile-boosting instant message on the computer, quote, "You still look too serious," or, quote, "Lift up your mouth corners," according to the Mainichi Daily News. If that wasn't enough, workers receive a daily printout of their smiles, which they are expected to carry with them throughout the day to inspire them. The program doesn't have a motto yet, so I nominate Grin and Bear It or else.
Smile monitoring done electronically for railway employees in Japan. Your last story of bosses carefully monitoring the staff comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
At the Alfred G. Leach Reptile Research Center in Sarasota, Florida, employees are screened every day now because, as the center's director put it this week, nobody likes to see a fuzzy pink snake. Pilopecia rosacea is a rare fungus that has no visible effect on human skin but manifests itself on many reptiles as a fine layer of rose-colored fuzz. That is how it was showing up on the center's snakes, frogs, and lizards. "At first," laughs one researcher, "I thought I had the DTs." Turned out that several of her colleagues were carriers of the condition, so now everyone has to be gone over with a special fungus-sensitive light before entering the premises. "It makes us all feel like Snake Fuzz Mary," said the director. "But that's nothing compared to how the animals felt. The frogs wouldn't touch each other."
All right, then. Flo, here's the deal. One of these stories is true. Is it from Charlie Pierce, the story of how a sausage factory is trying to dye the thieves' hands green with specially doctored sausages? From Roxanne Roberts, the story of how employees at a Japanese railway are tested for smiles every day by a smile scanner to make sure they're cheerful enough? Or from Roy Blunt, Jr., how the employees of a reptile museum are being checked for fungus that will turn the reptiles pink? Which of these is the real story?
Well, they all sound equally crazy. And, you know, my first inclination is to go with the Japan smile, but that's almost too obvious. I think I'm going to go with the reptile and the fuzzy pink.
You're going to go for the fuzzy pink reptile?
I am.
All right. That's your choice. Roy's story. Well, we actually spoke to someone who had something to do with this testing program.
technology can actually detect the edge of your lips. And when you smile, the edge becomes longer and the points get wider.
I'm sorry, that was Reno Sufi. He's the director of marketing at Omran, the company behind the smile scanners used at the Japanese railway. I'm so sorry, but clearly, both obvious and true. Roxanne's story was the true one. You did not win, but you earned a point for Roy because of his terrifying story of pink fuzzy reptile.
I'm sorry, Flo. I hope you're still feeling folksy and laid back.
I am. It's been
good.
Fun.
Well,
good.
Thank you, Flo. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Those guys are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face.